Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2673, 7 Ways to Make Money Instead of Working a Full-Time Job by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I'm here with you each and every day, reading from some of the world's best personal finance blogs. And with that, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. 7 Ways to Make Money Instead of Working a Full-Time Job by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. These days, everyone's hustling and overworking themselves to make ends meet. Unfortunately, their money comes at the cost of their mental health and social lives. Work doesn't leave time for hobbies and loved ones. To many, the perks of working around the clock, such as job security and constant income, are no longer enough. According to Forrest McCall of Don't Work Another Day, you can quit your job and pursue a flexible career through multiple income streams. This work will leave your schedule relatively free, improving your mental health and providing time for yourself and your family. Here are a few ways to earn money without a full-time job. Number 1, investment. Investment is an income strategy that does not require a 9-to-5 workday to generate money. Instead, you purchase an asset and sell it at a higher price after some time. These assets can be anything. However, shares, bonds, precious metals, virtual currency, and property are the most common investment tools. Start investing, you'll require an initial sum, making it an unsuitable option for many as they don't have the capital. It also comes with risk, as assets can drop in value instead of rising. You should heavily research the market to avoid such undesirable situations. Find which commodity is performing well and determine the best time to buy and sell. Ensure your investments are small initially. The more money you invest, the more you may lose. For better returns, you should diversify your investments. Number 2, start a business. Starting a business can be daunting, especially since 45% fail during the first 5 years. However, marketing and customer service makes any business plan a reality. Start your business small and focus on establishing an online presence and creating a brand name. Boost traffic to your website through social media and sell only a limited number of products at first. Smaller businesses have a greater chance of succeeding as they require less investment and have no closing costs. To ensure your business's success, choose products customers are likely to buy, such as food, paintings, cosmetics, and accessories. Having a business allows you to create your schedule and manage things accordingly. When your business grows and becomes difficult to handle, you can always hire assistants to share the workload. This way, you can continue making money and have free time. Number 3, freelancing. Freelancers work on a contract basis. They have the freedom to dictate their terms to the employer and choose whether to take a job or not. Freelancing is done in almost every field, from graphic design to modeling. Freelancing skills can easily be acquired through short courses and do not require an advanced degree. To attract clients, you must create an appealing profile with a well-equipped portfolio on a freelancing website. Employers usually only hire freelancers with good ratings, so it'll take a few months for you to establish yourself as a freelancer and solely rely on it for your income. It's vital to note that working from home can get tricky. It often blurs the lines between work and life, and finishing your work can be hard when your loved ones are nearby. To ensure you stay on track, create a proper work schedule and utilize mobile apps that help avoid distractions. Number 4, start a blog. Blogging is a great way to express yourself regarding topics you're passionate about. You can start a blog on any topic, eventually becoming an informative and interactive website. Aside from creating content, you'll also have to design a website and graphics for your blog. Building a website can be intimidating, especially if you're unfamiliar with programming. Multiple online platforms with a simple interface allow you to create unique websites. If your website is appealing and strategic, it can generate a lot of traffic through search engines. Once people visit your blog, you can begin making money by placing Google ads on your website. While you control the size and format, Google chooses the ad. The ads are related to your blog's niche, and you earn money whenever someone clicks on them. You can also use your blog for sponsored product reviews, in which a company will directly pay you for your service. Earning from a blog is unsuitable as a steady income option. It can vary too much as user preferences continue to evolve. As a result, your blog can quickly become outdated. Instead of relying on your blog as your primary income source, consider it an extra earning option. Number 5, teaching. In physical teaching, substituting is a great way to earn a steady income without working 9 to 5 hours. Substitute teachers are also provided with summer vacation and perks, such as free health and life insurance if they're government employees. Working as a substitute teacher in a school allows you to enjoy a flexible schedule with these added perks. For that, you'll also require a bachelor's degree and a state certification for teaching. Consider teaching a vocational course if you prefer something even more flexible and accommodating. These courses can teach anything from a skill to a language. They're usually a few months long. Most students are adults and require less management. You can also teach courses online and have students from all over the world. Charging students for additional learning aids is another way for teachers to earn more money. Over the years, you can build a reputation for your course, which allows you to raise prices. Teaching a class gives you guaranteed income and a flexible schedule to devote to other parts of your life. Number 6, rent out a room. Your apartment or house might have a spare room. Instead of letting it gather dust, clean the room and rent it out to someone. As property prices skyrocket, most people starting with their jobs cannot afford to rent an apartment. This makes single rooms highly in demand. Carefully choose your tenant. Ensure they have a steady income and good credit scores so that they can pay the rent. Check that their temperament matches yours, making arguments less likely. Renting out a room is ideal if you live alone, but if you have a family with children, your tenant will make noise complaints and it can get hard to find a favorable deal. And number 7, house sitting. Many people frequently travel because of constant work trips and vacations. As a result, they leave a lot of valuables behind in their homes, including pets. They need someone to care for their house and pets when they're gone, so they hire a house sitter. To work as a house sitter, you must create a profile on a related website and ensure you have favorable reviews from past clients to testify to your services. A house sitter sets their rates depending on the house's size, the number of pets, and the requirement list of the employers. Before taking on any job, sign the contract with an employer of what both sides expect. The agreement lets you avoid any miscommunication and unresolved expectations later on. Then, as your house sitting profile grows, you can make it a steady income over time. End note. If you're looking to escape the overburdening work culture of a 9-to-5 job and pursue a more flexible career path, the jobs mentioned today can help. Remember that in the beginning, these ways will not produce a sizable salary you can live off. So you may have to consider 2 to 3 modes of earning to make ends meet. However, as you gain experience and your presence in the field grows, you'll be able to have higher salaries while having a relaxed schedule. You can also maintain a healthy work-life balance and will not have to overburden yourself with a full-time job. You just listened to the post titled, 7 Ways to Make Money Instead of Working a Full-Time Job, by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. There are so many benefits to not having a full-time job, but I'm glad I waited to explore self-employment. I first got myself to a strong financial position through traditional W-2 employment, and then I decided I was in a good position to take a risk. I've heard people say that they would rather work 80 hours for themselves versus 40 hours for someone else. But I don't agree with this sentiment personally. I'd rather work 40 hours for someone else to get into the financial position where I can graduate to working only 20 hours for myself. The issue is that there's a ton of uncertainty when it comes to your income when you're self-employed. Of course, this depends on your line of work, but I can tell you from personal experience that all of my projections on what I thought I would earn from various sources of income were incorrect, which is okay because I'm in the financial position to not have to worry too much about my income. But if I had a lot of financial obligations, I'd be very careful about self-employment. One strategy to consider is starting many of the things mentioned in this article as a side hustle. If you gain traction on the income side, then you can consider if it makes sense to focus on it full-time. And that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for joining today and every day. And I'll be back again tomorrow. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.